Halfway up Mount Katahdin, or use your superpower of endurance. When you go out for a jog the first time and have to stop and return home, you only trick yourself into thinking that this was a failure. Your first jog, shuffle, or walk is an important measurement, the baseline from which your body will begin extending itself. If you are moving fast, resting a few minutes and then resuming your jog a few times is best, but you have to write down those times and make that your initial workout with a timer in hand for a month or so. Then you will need to trim the rest time a little bit and extend the shuffle or jog duration. You will keep doing that until you don't have to stop. You are an animal, finely tuned by 4 billion years of evolution. You are also the result of ages of selective breeding that give you predispositions of a powerful, strong, and brave warrior. I personally recommend walking, especially if you are large, or worst yet, surrounded by a concrete jungle. Go for a walk in the woods, walk a good part of an animal trail, and compare that softness of the ground to the heartless madness of concrete. Jogging on concrete is not very wise, nor is it very good for your knees. That is why many people use those machines at the gym. They are much softer, much more forgiving. The other reason is weather, of course. While gyms are hot in winter and hotter in summer, running in bad weather can be discouraging and pretty tough. It will mess with your routine, and that's the last thing you want to allow. Walking is actually an art. You have to get rid of your car and all the shortcuts, and to just use your feet. If you are large, you will develop powerful muscles that will make jogging ridiculously easy. If you are not large, you may wish to consider wearing a weight vest. I recommend training for the Appalachian Trail, where you have to be prepared to walk some 20 miles a day. Find a way to train your feet, and then go on longer and longer walks on weekends, until your endurance increases to 20 miles a day, and then begin section hiking. Aim to eventually walk the Appalachian, Pacific Crest, and Continental Divide trails. Please, do not forget to bring backup satellite communicators and water filters, as one will always run out of power, and the other will freeze and stop working. Walking, shuffling, or jogging is as important to us as good nutrition. The only thing we evolved for driving, sitting in chairs and couches, is deadly blood clots and heart problems. And there is more to walking than becoming healthy and young again. Section hiking great trails and walking state parks is a matter of family legacy as well. Children remember the lessons from the trails the most, including the lessons they inherit from powerful narrated books that the trails make room for. After the first time, the trails will always call to them, especially when stress and overwork becomes too much. The trails will always offer a return to nature for a reset, for more wisdom, and for bringing faded memories back to life. A word of caution. The trails are just, and the trails are wise. Never force or bait anyone onto the trails or any adventure, especially young people. Deep down, all young people know that they need to walk the great trails to get a great understanding of life. If you have kept or earned their friendship, it is the young people who will ask you to come along. Otherwise, you make your own great adventure. Remember, the trails are just and they are wise. Bring your narrated books along, and you'll find what you need halfway up Mount Katahdin.